Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. We're broadcasting from Washington, D.C. As you know, because of the coronavirus, I'm broadcasting from home in Washington, D.C. I'm Marvelous Mshanganya Huye.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland, and I'm broadcasting from my home.
Yes, as you know, because of the COVID-19, we are now actually broadcasting from home, and this is a pre-recorded program. So whatever numbers we're giving you here might have changed by the time you watch this program. Zimbabwe currently has 383 positive COVID-19 cases with 54 recoveries and still 4 deaths. How does it look like on the international scene, Gibbs?
Yes, before that, we know that there are 54 people that have actually recovered in Zimbabwe from COVID-19. And some of these cases are actually emanating from South Africa. You know, there are some people who have gone back home, and these are the people that are actually testing positive for COVID-19. And as we speak right now, Zimbabwe has tested over 58,000 people, and this includes many tests. There is what is called a PCR and an RT test. So those combined is 58,438. We know that when we look at the cumulative figures, we know that Harare is leading so far with 149 cases. So which means Harare is a hot area. And then followed by, closely by Maswingo with 49 cases, and then others are following closely. So indications marvelous that this disease is actually gripping Zimbabwe in one way or the other. Then globally, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are 7,934,277 people that have tested positive for COVID-19. And out of these, almost half have actually recovered. And then we've got 433,919 people that have died. And in the USA, you know, it has got the largest number of people that have tested COVID-19 positive. So there are about 2,094,000. Out of these people, 115,000 have died. So it seems this disease is actually gripping many countries. And we've seen that there's an upsurge of COVID-19 in the USA in certain states. Mm-hmm. You know, these are the states where they've actually opened some businesses. So I'm going to look at my business. I'm going to COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. So I'm going to look at my figures. 383 abantu sebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo kwele Zimbabwe. Kuzokusithi-ke abayi 54 sebesilile, kuzobuya abane babhubha. Nasisikhangela sebetestiwe bedlula 58,000. Emhlabeni wonke jikelele sebephuphise ukufika 8 million abantu, kuzobuya abadlula 433,919 sebebhubhile. Kodwa-ke bakhona njalo abaningi asebe-recovile emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Khonapha kwele Melika uyamemetheka kakhulu umkhuhlane. 2,094,000 asebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo. 115,000 babhubha. Siyabona njalo kwele Zimbabwe lamhlabe kukhulekwa. Umongameli wathi abantu kumele bebambe umthandazo ukwenzela ukuthi phela umkhuhlane lo uhambe. Ye, so kunjalo marvelous. So ke abantu kuthiwa kumele bakhuleke. Into yabona ke kumele babambe umthandazo. Singazi ukuthi bawubambile kuba bawubambanga. Kulabanye bathi wena kungani akuhambe kakuhle. Nilabo abanye abantu lapha ngizabadlala ukuthi bezwe ukuthi bathini ngakhonokho.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk icho tiri kutepfenyura tiri kuumba pari zvino ndiri kutepfenyura ini ndiri muWashington DC tichange tiri kutaura nemi pamusoro pedambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Pari zvino munyika tinoona kuti mune vanhu 383 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedambudziko irori recovid-19, 54 vachiwanikwa ivo vachibata chirwere ichi vachichikunda, asi tichiona kuti pane vanhu vana pari zvino vakabatwa nechirwere ichi vakawanikwa vachishaya. Saka ndozvatichange tiri kutarisa pazuva ranhasi pasi rose pari zvino. Tichitarisa isu zviri kubva kuJohn Hopkins University iri muno muAmerica iri kuti iyo pasi rose vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi checovid-19 vanosvika ivo 7,799 vashaya vanosvika ivo 433,000 zvichidaudzira. Muno muAmerica matiri imo muno mune vanhu 2,000,000 zvichidaudzira vabatwa nedambudziko iri recovid-19, 115 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya. Muno muWashington DC mandiri pari zvino mandiri kutepfenyura ndiri mune vanhu 9,767 vabatwa necovid-19, 515 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka tange tiri kutarisa izvozvi kuti zviko zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Tichiona kuti pazvara nhasi taona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachikurudzira nyika uyezve vanhu vari muZimbabwe kuti vawanikwe ivo vachiita munamato wekuedza kuti chirwere ichi kana kuti dambudziko iri reCOVID-19 riwanikwe iro richipera. Saka tida kunzwa kuti inini makwanisa here kutsanya uyezve nekunamata kuri kutaurwa nemutungamiri wenyika uyu uyezve zvinobatsira here kuti nyika pari zvino iwanikwe iyo ichiti iri kuda kutsanya. Tichiona kuti vamwe vari kuchema chema vachiti dambudziko renzara handiwo ratekeshera munyika. Saka zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatichange tiri kutarisa, titarisa zvakare zvematongerwo enyika zvataoneka zvataona zviitika munyika pazuva ranhasi. Gibbs,
kutsho kwako, we've got two guests that are already lined up. We've got Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF and Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, the MTC Alliance Presidential Spokesperson. Mm-hmm. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Mr. Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for also having me.
So let's start with you, Mr. Chuma. So the president actually called for a day of prayer and national fasting. How did it go today?
Well, for prayer for people with Christian backgrounds, people prayed, others fasted, but the bottom line is that we were beseeching our Lord to intervene over this deadly pandemic disease called the COVID-19. We were also seeking the face of the Lord as detected by the Holy Book itself in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, which would clearly tell you that the Lord himself clearly sort of calls out, say, my people who are called by my name shall have themselves seek my face, turn out of their wicked ways. I, Jehovah, shall listen from heaven and will heal their land. So basically, as a Christian nation, these are the details that we're following today to say, let us go back and seek the face of the Lord and get divine intervention in this pandemic that clearly the whole world is failing to find a cure for at the moment, although there are promises here and there. But look, we know that if we are Christians, the Lord always says, bring your burdens to me and I will make the yoke much easier for you.
Thank you so much. Let's go to Dr. Sibanda. How did the day go today?
A lot of people had a lot of activities relating to sharing solidarity with others. So we had a program of making sure that we bought friends and everybody something to eat, just to show that solidarity. Look, when the devil invites you to church, you know that there is no church. You know, you meet me. And we know that there's a lot of accusations, a lot of things that Mnangagwa has refused to apologize for. You know, the Bible is very clear about who should come before the Lord. You have to be clean in order to come before the Lord. You have to confess sins in order to come before the Lord. And Mr. Mnangagwa has never been one to do so. Right now, as I talked just 2 hours ago, we found a video of Mr. Mnangagwa with the guys that stole, that was stealing nearly $60 million from Zimbabwe. That has been donated by the World Health Program. And it turns out that Mnangagwa actually announced this. And yet, we know that it was all corruption, because they were stealing these things at inflated prices. So we need the Bible requires that we see people by their works. Judging by Mr. Mnangagwa's works, really we have a serious problem with what he's doing. We can't have people who steal and eat on their own and then suddenly decide to invite us to fasting. Why didn't they invite us to the stealing and the eating?
Yeah, so, Mr. Chuma?
Well, I hear my good brother, Nkululeko, saying that he perceives that probably the devil told him to change and stuff like that. It's very unfortunate to find such a statement from a learned colleague like him. But look, it's his opinion. Well, what I must say and clearly want to clarify is that the president is the president of the country just as much as their president of MTC Alliance, Chamisa, is the president of their movement. And therefore, those people, Chamisa and our president, Edi Nangagwa, who always take pictures with a lot of people that they probably would not even know personally. But because of that public gesture and posture, they are bound and they are going to definitely do that. I've had a picture with Chamisa myself, but I'm ZANU-PF. And if somebody then picks up that picture of me standing with Chamisa, and then they say Chamisa is sold out to ZANU-PF or Joseph Chuma is sold out to MDC, it will be very frivolous indeed. It's things that can happen. Leaders are supposed to do that. They are going to meet a lot of people, some good, some weird, some whatever you want to call it. It's just like in a family setup. You find a priest, a bishop in a family. You find a prostitute, a whore. You find a murderer. You find a thief. You find everything. But then that person that is found and then not define the Dume clan or the Chuma clan or the Spanda clan. That's their doing, and they must be judged accordingly. So for you to judge the president for posing for pictures and videos or even attending a gala with people that then later on turn out to be thieves or do whatever they do is a bit unfair and a bit unprofessional. And a bit under the belt, really, for a person who is learned like Nkululeko, who knows himself that he has met a lot of people, he has taken pictures with a lot of people who might not even be upright in their social standing or otherwise, but still they have done so because they are sort of obliged to do so as public figures, as leaders. So let us not judge our president because of pictures and or associations that he has had with people. He's going to associate with everyone, but not everyone will have the intention of what the president wants and what the country needs.
Okay, marvelous. I think you can join us now.
Yes. Actually, before I actually go to the guests, we have a video of the president, what he said at the prayer meeting. So I'm going to play that so that we can hear what he said. Then I'll come back to you, Gibbs, and we can then be able to ask our guests what their thoughts are on what the president said today at the prayer meeting.
The issue of prayer is not really new. After 37 years, when the new dispensation came into office, we introduced the prayer before and after cabinet. So we are now used to prayer. I know that many of our citizens are watching from various venues and homes, both inside and outside the country. All of us answering the call to pray for our country, individually, collectively, as families, and at workplaces. While I have declared today, the 15th of June, as the National Day of Prayer and Fasting, we are mindful that the Bible encourages us to pray without ceasing, for this is the will of our Heavenly Father. And this is in first.
There we are. So we're hearing there from the president saying that he's encouraging people to fast and pray today, June the 15th. So I'm going to get you back, Gibbs, so that we can hear what our guests are saying. Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tiri kutarisa isu dambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus apo tiri kubva kunzwa kubva kuna Emmerson Mnangagwa mutungamiri wenyika vachitaura ivo pamusoro pezuva irori ravati June 15 izuva reNational Day of Prayer and Fasting vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vanamatire kuti zvinhu zvinake munyika. So Gibbs, we can now go back to our guest. If you can, I'm not sure who we. I think we. Need
okay, let's go to Mr. Chuma and then hear exactly what the president was saying. Mr. Chuma, is they always pray while they are having cabinet meetings, but indications are that maybe their prayers are not being heard by God in the best way, because the country is going the wrong way. Let's be very honest here, Mr. Chuma. It seems things are not going right for Zimbabwe as we speak right now. We are talking of an economy that is almost decimated. We are talking of a country where people are saying human rights abuses are very rampant. So, Nzelu Kansa has seen to ukhuluma ngesindebe lokuthi khonoku babathuma okwenzakalayo ukuthi ngaze likhuleke kumbe lenzeni ilizwe lime ngophondo ukhanya ngazana into zihambe kahle cela ungena khonapho nje
ngiyabonga mthembu okokuqala kumele sikunanzelele ukuthi thina sisizwe esikhulekayo sisizwe esikholwayo sisizwe esilomdabu phakathi kodwa kaningi-ningi owakathesi abantu sebengaphuli so umtsho kukamongameli ubana aya sihlaleni sikhuleka kuyinto eqakathekileyo ye umkhonomi wethu uyabonakala ukuthi hhayi into azimanga kuhle akuhambi kuhle khonokhu mthembo kuvela esigabeni esisibona mide kathesi khonako ngenxa yokuthi kona udaba lokuthi asikhulekeni lubizwe ngumongameli wesizwe ubaba uMnangagwa abaphikisayo laba abamabanabi aphikisayo singathi bonke nje singathi laba abe-MDC Alliance abangachamisa lo baba uSibanisisayo la bahle baphikise khonoku futhi yabo siyimpilo yokuphikisa noma into inhle uyaphikisa kuphela mina okwako yifuna ukuphikisa yikho khonoku okuyimbangela ekufikeni kwesizwe sethu ekuweni komkhonomi wenu ngoba akula ndoza ndawonye asiyi phambili sindawonye abanye badoda besiya eceleni pho-ke igedo ekalimeka leyo indima iyaphutsha kanjani nxa inkomo idonsa isiyale enye inkomo idonsa isiyale yilo uhluko especially ukukhulu kakhulu esilalo ezweni lakithi lapha emthembu ezimbabwe ukuthi siphikise size siphikise le nto engafuni ukuphikiswa sangena khonapha eduze kumakhelwano le-South Africa laphana sibonile abaphikisayo lo mongameli wabo uRamaphosa oJulius Malema bebuya ndawonye lo mongameli wabo bekhuluma ngendaba ze-COVID bendawonye bekhuluma ngendaba zokuthi kona siqhubeke siyanjani njengelizwe bendawonye khona ngapha emelike likubona sakubona ku-Hillary Clinton lo baba uTrump ngemva kokhetho Hillary Clinton ikhala ngokuthi usijelezile ngobaba uTrump kodwa wagcina sithi hayi okuqakathekileyo imelika imelika iqhubekeke phambili into esikufunayo nalapha ezimbabwe if umkhonomi lo uvuka mthembu uzavuka ngenxa yokuthi kona obaba nabobaba onkulu bazavuka ngelilanga hayi bakithi okunalokhu asiqhubekeni phansi babe yi-opposition e-constructive bebe yi-government in waiting eqotho hashi ukuthi bona bafuna ukuqala kubhidlike nxa sokubhidlikile ukuthi sithi ufuna ukuhlata uzathathani sowungumlotha into kumele umuntu
ahlalaoba
i-opposition eyakhayo hashi ukuthi konke vele okuphumayo ufuna ukuchothoza kuphela
ye siyakuza juma 1 minute sibili ngesikhiwa 1 minute kakhulu sibili ye khuluma khona
right what I was basically saying
isicelo sondele efoni sondele efonini yakho juma ye sondele
what I was basically saying to you is that here we have a president who's leading a Christian nation. Our nation is largely Christian, as much as we have our cultural beliefs as well, but mostly and by and large, we are a Christian nation. I know we've got Muslims as well, we give enough respect to that too. So he's simply alluding to the Bible, alluding to the Christian teachings of living, to say, let us always pray, let us always seek the Lord, seek his face, and have his message. Like I said earlier on, guided by Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. So what we're looking at is the president being practical about it. That is why he even said that cabinet every time we open with prayer and close with prayer. Even parliament itself, as a member of parliament, our first thing is when we start, we always start with the prayer. So it just shows how Christian our nation is. So there's nothing wrong with that. But what is wrong with our politics that has come into even ruining our economy further more and more, is that we have got an opposition that is so much driven by the will and desire to oppose anything that will come out of the mouth of the sitting president, who is the comrade Itimnangango. When he said, as a nation, let us pray, let us fast, then they are saying, no, let us buy food, let us feed people. You know, they will just want to oppose, just for the sake of opposing. To a point of the end of us, we even fail to build our country because we are pulling in different directions here. While we try to have a trajectory that takes us forward, some people have a trajectory to say, no, nothing must move as long as we are not the ones who are in power.
Thank you.
With that kind of attitude, where are we going to go to? How far are we going to go?
Thank you, Juma. Thank you so much. Marvelous.
Maybe let me come in there and talk from the 30 towns. Vasibanda, kuti saka vachuma munoona zvichibatsira here zvemunamato nekufasta nekuti vamwe vari kutotaura kuti nenzara iri munyika pari zvino vari kutofasta kunyangwe havo mutungamiri wenyika vanga vasati vadeedzera kuti vanhu vanamate nekufasta zvingabatsira here izvi takatarisa matambudziko akatarisana nevanhu munyika.
Munamato sisi Mavelas wagara unobatsira zvikuru kuru kana uri munamati uri munhu anovimba nemashoko amwari. Inini ndakakura mimba yebhaibheri baba vangu vanga vari mufundisi ndinogona kutodaira kukuudza izvozvi kuti takakura nemunamato isusu tainamata na4 makuseni tichinamata na1 masikati tinamata na8 manheru zvinhu zvese zvataita taitanga tapira kuna mwari zvinhu zvikafamba. Inini pachangu kuti ndiite ebusinessman ndichiita zvandaita zvakawanda zvacho zvinobva kumunamato yandogara ndichiita yandoitirwawo nevabereki vangu yandoitirwawo nesangano rekwedu. Saka munamato inini ndinotenda kuti kana uchivimba nebhaibheri rinotaura kuti kana uchivimba chete zvinhu zvese zvaunoshuvira zvinoitika izvozvo. Saka inini ndofunga kuti kudaidzira kwemutungamiri wedu kuti ngatinamatei vanhu wee ndo chaicho chinofanira kuitiwa and munhu wese dai aita izvozvo vaitinakira chose nekuti mwari ati iye anotsvaga mweya unomuda uchimunamata nemumwoyo nemuzvokwake.
Aiwa regai timbotora Vasibanda tinzwo kuti Vasibanda vari kuti chii panyaya yezviri kuitika. Vasibanda mungatitsananguro here kuti imi muri kuona sei? Tinoona kuti nhasi pazuva irori reday of prayer taona dzimwe nhengo nhatu dzebato renyu dzichiwanikwa idzo dzichinzi dzawanikwa dzichipinzwa zvakare muchizarira vanga vaenda kuti vanoapply bail. Joana Mamombe vanova ivo vanomirira Harare West nevamwe vamadzimai maviri, munoona sei zvaitika izvi pazuva reNational Day of Prayer?
Onaika zuva iri ranga riri Day of National Prayer, vanhu havana kuzvitevedzera zvese munyika yemuZimbabwe. Vanhu vasara vachiita zvavanofanirwa kuita kuti vararame nokuti vanoziva kuti hurumende iri kudaidzira zvekunamata. Iyi hurumende iri kuda kuvanza nyaya yekubva kwairi kuita mari, kuuraya kwairi kuita vanhu uye kushungurudza kwari kuita vana vemuZimbabwe. Marevesa vanhu vasa vachitaura pesa pakuti aiwa isitagara tiri pamutsanyo nenyaya yekuti chikapu chiri kunetsa chekubata hapana, mabasa hapana. Naizvozvo hatizive kuti ava vari kuda zvekutsanya nhasi pese apa vaivepi uye vaidyei chavanga vawana kupi. Nenyaya iyo tinoti aiwa Zimbabwe ndiyo inoziva. Ndandida kuti ndibvunze mukoma wangu uyu kuti pakutaura pachokwadi mukoma, nanhasi muchiri kusimbirira here nenyaya yekuti mune shiviro kana fungidziro yekuti rimwe gore pachaitika chiitiko chekuti ZANU ingabatsire nyika yeZimbabwe here kuendera mberi tichiburikidza neutungamiri wava munangagwa vane kutadza kuri pamusoro vasingazive chavanoita vasati vaziva kuti chinonzi hurumende chii, vanofunga kuti chinongova chinhu chokuti vanotora ivo navana vavo nemudzimai wavo neshamwari dzavo dzinobaidza bahwaidzi vachipanana mari vachiendesa kunana Europe uko kwavanoti havafanirwe kuenda. Muchiine chokwadi here chekuti vana vemuZimbabwe havasati vaziva kuti ZANU inoita zvekuba ndiyo iri kushungurudza nyika, mobva madzoka kuno muchinyepera vanhu muchiziva zvenyu kuti kukuvara kuri kuita upfumi hwenyika hakunei nebato reMDC. Inyaya yekuti kana muchiba kana baba kana kuti amai vakati pamba vanongoti zuva rega rega taisa muriwo apo ivo vari kuoba vachidya vega nerweseri, vana vozoshaya chekudya pamba votanga kuti aiwa ka dzine hama dzisina kunaka kana kuti dzine maneighbors asina kumira zvakanaka. Tarisai zvamunoita mune muchiti pamaba anodzorera ndiani vanhu vakuru. Regai kuramba muchidaro vanhu wee nokuti vana vemuZimbabwe vanoziva zvamunoita havachadi kuudzwa. Rimwe gorewo muchazviona kuti kana zvapera zvamunoita izvi zviri kuitwa nezvani izvi pane vachapindura mibvunzo imi mukoma regai kuzvipinza munyaya iyi haina kumira zvakanaka ine pasina kunyatsonaka pamberi apa nekuti vanhu vanenge vaakutaiwa ka ava ndo vaibatsira vanhu vaipomba vamwe vaiuraya vamwe vaibira nyika chiti taurai kuti maidye ipapo maiwanei regai apa ndokutaura nerudo rukuru nokuti tinoziva kuti mukaenda kunana DRC kwaiva nevanhu vakaita sezambia vana mubhuti sezviseko ukaenda izvozvi uchawana mubhuti waiva nepurazi raiva nedzimba dzinotyisa dzoshaya anogarana nhasi nenyaya yekuti munhu wese unongotya kuti hanzi tikanzi dindapinda imomo ndonziwo iwo chawakatora ndechipi vanhuwe regai kuramba muchifurigwa nezano muchiti pamwe pane zvandichawana kana kuti chandichengeta zano yaakumavira kwezuva yaakwainoperera nenyaya iyoyo mhanyai nguva ichipo muregedza kunyepegwa zviri kuitwa navamunangagwa izvi kuti hanzi unofamba uchishandisa bhaibheri sevanhu vaiita snap trade moshandisa bhaibheri kubira vanhu vapedza
vachuma pindurai zviri kutaurwa navasibanda
aro vanhuwe
mukoma wangu Chibanda ndinoziva kuti anogara ari munhu ane shungu chaizvo uyezve munhu anogara akangoshatirwa hame nekuti zvaita sei saka hazvindikahlamadze hangu kunzwa mashoko akadaro ichibva kune mukoma wangu ini choga chandogara ndichitaura ndichi kuti isusu tinoda kuti tivake Zimbabwe tiri tose naiye mukoma wangu Nkululeko Chibanda na mukoma wangu Chamisa vese tinovada and uye president wedu vagara vakavadaidza vese kugara kuti uyai uyai tibatani uyai titarise kuti nyika iyi toifambisa sei tozviita sei asi ivo vanoramba vachingotsika madziro vechiramba kuda kuuya vechiramba kuda kuti tibatane kuti tiite fine masolution enyika yedu Zimbabwe iyoyi eikonomi yedu iyoyi yes kutambura kuipo for sure but kuti uti iwewe vanhu havana kuzonamata nhasi handizvoba because isusu tanamata dani munomuhawai unomuhawa alone I know of more than 6 organizations danga dzitonamata nhasi because vanga vachinditoka vese vakuzvinzau iwavo nakofani vemachechi kwedu kuzambeg offices ndezvo danga tinende function ikoko ndinoziva kuti in a church kunogokulaiyaene same function I know maroman catholic organizations danga anenge same function vese vanhu ava vanga vachinamata vechitikoka tinokumbura kuti mue ikoko ndikakusandati kumwa kuti tichatuma vamwe because handingazogone kuti tisvike kwese even minister of state vedu vanga vachingokoka kunzvimbo dzakawandawanda tikagumisakati let's all separate kuti vamwe ngavaendeko vamwe ngavaendeko kuti tiedze kuti tishanyire vese vari kutikoka saka vanhu vanga vachinamata kushura because nyika yeZimbabwe vanhu makristu vanovimba kuna mwari and vanoziva bhaibheri
yes baba Chumo siyakuzva sibili sikesizwi ubaba usibanda lapha baba usibanda siyabona ukuthi lamuhla abantu abaningi kade bethenga i-breakfast eningi bezidlela hanti bekumele kufastwe i-fasting iye ngaphi baba sibanda
hayi phela liyabona ukuthi nxa kuthiwa kubizwe ilanga lokuzincitsha libizwa ngabantu abahlala bengazincitshi bentshontshile bathi mhlaba betshontshile bade bodwa bathi nxa sebebanjiwe sebekhithi babathi asizincitsheni bezama ukuthi kukhanye ngani sonke sisewudubekeni ayisiyo nto yokuthi ingaithi uzulu wezimbabwe abanikazi belizwe abanikazi belotho lesikhuquluzwa ngumongameli labantwa bakhe lomkakhe labangani babo njengoba sibabonile sebeze baphuma lakumavidiyo ngifuna ukuthi siqakathekisele nelo zulu wezimbabwe ukuthi into ezikhulunywa lezi asonto zomlomo into zokuthi kula mavidiyo zulukandaba aphuma khona umnumzana umnangagwa unkosikazi wakhe nabantwa bakhe baphuma lakumapikitsha bekholisa lalaba bantu abahuquliza inotho yezimbabwe kuyacatshangela njalo ukuthi bayihuquliza bayifunisa ngaphandle ngale beseyiphendukisa ngasese beyiletha kubomnumzana umnangagwa kubantwana bakamnangagwa ngakho khonokho yikho kwenza ukuthi uzulu wezimbabwe athi hayi bo yeke sibe lokhu sivalwa amehlo sikhangele ngabantu abadla bodwa bese besithi bakabanje ukuthi badla sebesithi ngasizincitshela ukudla ngoba bezama ukuzivala amehlo ngibone kani imiqotho lelo iqakathekile zulukandaba sengixwayisa umfowethu Stephanie. Umfowethu ngixwayise kakhulu ukuthi mfowethu hey kuzima phandle lapha abantu bathwele nzima. Chiyana laba bantu bezalo laba bakithi. Gijima uphenduke ukuze ngapha ku MDC ku President uChamisa. Ukwenzela ukuthi kusasa la ungafani labangani bakamabhuti sesesegu.
Esibanda baba, Esibanda. So all what Esibanda is saying is that you know Chuma must now join MDC alliance because he says ZANU-PF is behaving like Mabuto Seseko's party. So he says things are not going the right way.
Yes, I heard that.
So, what is it? That's in the back. Saphinda sibuyele report. Yeah. Amaphansi sibili.
Ngiyamuzwa mfowethu, ngizaphinda futhi njalo ngithi ukungameli ukungameli wabantu bonke. Ngakho ke ukuthatha amapikisha labantu nxa bengaphuma sebeyizinhlini sebeyonke msenzani akumangalisi lobana. Ngithilo ngatho mina futhi kudala ngathi mina yinje mina sengake ngathatha amapikisha lomongameli wakhe yena ubaba uSibanda ubaba uChamisa. Kodwa yena njengomkhokheli uvele uzahlangana labantu bazafuna ukuthatha amapicture laye yena uba kuthiwa ndiyakwazi kolo kuthi nxa ehamba laye uChamisa bahlala behlutshwe ngabantu abantu befuna ama-selfies abanye befuna ama-photos ama-videos lento ezifanana ngoba ngabakhokheli phela bebandla lapho so kuyatholakala akusiyo nto omele sibeze sithi kona ngenxa yokuthi kwenzakele sokuyinto eni
siyakuzwa
golide baba mntakamama ungenzi njalo. Imhlangano leyi ebisenziwa ngumnumzana uMnangagwa Golide angithi ibiyimhlangano yokuthi kuthiwa kwenziwa amabhizimusi nabantu labo. So kutholakala amabhizimusi ngawo ubuhuquluzi. So kutholakala ukuthi le nkampani leyo ayihlangana layo umnumzana uMnangagwa yayinkampani elamalanga amabili amathathu izelwe. Ebese ithatha yena athi yasebenza layo kuhulumende. Kukanti imithetho kahulumende idinga ukuthi inkampani lingakasebenzi layo. Lazi ukuthi ilo isuka ngaphi ile reference ende ongakanani njalo sike yasebenza lobani yaphumelelisa yini lokho ekwenzayo singasatho njalo bakithi kasithini thina uMnangagwa nxa ezatholakala ekholisa ehleka phela unkosikazi kaMnangagwa uhleke phela kwaze kwakhanya izinyo lomhlathini ekhulumisana lamasela lawa labantu abathi besuka hlangana laye sebezofika ngapha kuMinistry yeFinance sebephongunikwa nje amakhontraki lawo angakhangelwanga amanye wonke avale kusale wona awamasela khathi litsho ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe libenza izithuthi ezingakanani golide babo.
Yes, siyabonga. Ye wothani sibambe umlomo khonapho. Ye sibambe umlomo khonapho.
Ngicela ukumphendula mbinjani udawu
golide
asomapikija emhlangano ekwenza imali kunje ukufuma amakampani ngama-state occasions akhona iphinjana lalo oyibonayo kuyonelani ibhanjeti ngangikhona lami
kwakuuhulumakhuluma nge-2 hours ago golide ividiyo umnangaukhuluma nge-60 million
zala ngichasise baba njengomongameli kaningi ma-contract ama-contract aphiwa kuma-ministries imali so uba uMnangagwa yena ngeke vele wanika i-contract yomuntu but umuntu
gentlemen, we just have a breather. Just a little bit. Marvelous. What these gentlemen are talking about here is this controversial $60 million that is said to have been, you know, this kind of contract with Drugs International. And according to Swanda, you know, there are pictures and videos showing the president, his son, and the president himself associating himself with this guy who is now in Paz, you know, Guana, Guaya. So at the end of the day, what I'm saying is there's so much corruption. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can I just add one thing?
Just one line. One minute. Yes.
Yes, it's very endemic with Mnangagwa. You remember that he was taking money, hiring planes from Dubai, and saying that they were being given to him as gifts or as donations. That's the same thing here in the video that has just come into light 2 hours ago. Mnangagwa was saying the 60 million that they were giving to this guy was a donation from this guy. So there's everything wrong about it. We were giving them 60 million, and he says in the video that they are giving us 60 million.
Just 1 minute in English. Go ahead. Just one.
That's exactly what I've been trying to enlighten and demystify with my good brother here in Kulego, to say that there are people who come up as if they've got good intention, but in the meantime, then play a fast number on anybody, I mean, for that matter. And they're probably trying to do that to the president. And hence, they are rich now, and hence the long arm of the law has been caught up with them. Because you see, the president who always is the one who will come over, and because he's the president for everybody. But then now, it now depends on what intention, what level are we coming to the president with. And look, he cannot then always be on the defensive to everybody who comes up to
him. Thank you, Colette.
It's up to the system to then weed out such things if they do okay. My brother, even the people that approached your own president, Chamisa, not all of them got good intention. Some will come there with a big smile, and yet they've got all the evil things that
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
We must plan and accept that such things do happen.
Thank you so much. And I think there's a person who sent us a message. So this message reads like, it's a mockery by Mnangagwa to tell starving people to pray and fast when they have empty bellies already. It's like promising someone in the Sahara Desert heavy rains and floods. That seems like, yeah.
I think, that's a sentiment, like you were saying, that on social media, we saw a lot of people posting pictures of them having breakfast, lunch, and literally, you know, echoing what this follower is saying, that at the moment, people are starving already, so why ask for a day of prayer? And we still go back to what the president said. He said that they prayed before cabinet meetings and after cabinet meetings, I think. So this follower here is saying, no, but people are hungry already. So asking people for a national day of prayer, and we heard that in most of the towns, actually, people who were actually trying to get into Harare, for example, were turned away by the soldiers to say, go home and pray. So not much business actually happened in Zimbabwe today. People were being turned away.
And I think I've got some callers who sent me a lot of messages here, Marvelous.
You can play them.
Let me just try to play them. I hope people are going to hear what they're saying. So let me try right now. Here they go. They are just coming right now. So, the system is not working well, but I hope it's going to play. So in the meantime, we can be talking about something else. Marvelous. When we look at all this kind of National Day of Prayer and Fasting, there are some who are actually supporting it, and some who are totally opposed to it. Some were even saying that the president needs some kind of, prayer himself, because they were referring to many issues like the Kukuraundi massacres and other things. So let's try again, maybe to come there.
Yeah, Utava, where Okunyo Monga Mary, Nangako, Logutavan to the Kude, he lives alone. I, a Unton Tala, we are posses. A Menamombo, one of them, going with Aluva Ena, O Kangele, Malabo, Ajitelam Tava, Aba Yona, Aba Lelung, the local cocaine is in the Gampulu, Cocaine in Gampulu, Aman Jenga, Bapisho. Ingenati, because our ukuthi izandla zakhe zingoli bezibhelika ayi ayi bekungamela ngakwenza abantu cele labo bamnika ilanga cele ukuthi benike ilanga bebeke ilanga lokuthi kukhuleke ukukhokhela ngibona ababahlekazi athi yena ubeka ilanga hayi lapho uqotisile lelizwe njengoba seliphakathi kokugedla amazinyo izagedla amazinyo okukugambi
okhulumayo nguvusimo ngincube ngikhuluma ngisetsholotsho ejowa ngijabulela umsakazo we-Studio 7 osethulela yonke into eyenzakala elizweni leZimbabwe ngendlela ephakemeyo ephezulu ngibonga President wethu uComrade Mnangagwa ngohlelo olwethuleyo olwe-lockdown kuba sihlangane emabandleni sikhonze uNkulunkulu ophilayo sikhonze uJesu ophilayo lohlelo lwe-fasting and praying siyakujabulela sibili lokho ukuba uPresident wethu Mnangagwa uyakholwa kulo wasidalayo siyabonga sibili hayi siyajabula lathi ukubana lathi namuhla sike sakhuluma lomkhulu wethu onguye wasidalayo wasenza saba lapha emhlabeni onguye owasenza saphefumula onguye owasenza savuswa nguye uComrade Mnangagwa siyabonga onguye njalo ozayiqeda leyo corona engasoze iqede ngamakhiwa izaqedwa uJesu Kristu nje kuphela akukho omunye ozayinqoba i-coronavirus ngiyabonga
ithi salibonani labalaleli be-Studio 7 ninjani nonke ngithanda ukubana ngikhulume ngale i-prayer ecelwe umongameli kunzima ukuthi umuntu yena ongalunganga akhanye ecela i-prayer alubana ucela i-prayer yokuthi bantu kangilunganga ngisidlova ngingumbulali ngicela lingithandazele ubudlova buphele alabona siyizwile le ndaba manje nxa ecela i-prayer yokuthi umkhuhlane uphele kumbeni ilive lihambe kuhle lake la lunga ilizwe elibuswa isidlova elibuswa umuntu ongalunganga akwenzakali lokhu yikho ke le i-prayer angiboni siyimela thina ngoba i-prayer engalunganga ngizazincitshani mina vele ngingelalutho njalo ngizathanya ukuzila ngizilani kona vele ngingelalutho umuntu ozilayo umuntu ololutho umuntu ovele sidla mina ngidlani angilalutho nginendlala ngilambile umuntu olambile ungathiwa kazincitshi mina ngusibanda.
There you are, marvelous people really are saying what they want.
Yes.
And this is a platform for that kind of thing. And it's a public sphere where we only don't entertain a person insulting another one. But here they are laying their facts and they are laying whatever they're thinking of.
Yes,
so the first one was saying, you know what, bishops were supposed to do all these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
All these kind of things. And then the second one, Busumuzi in Cholocho, was actually supporting the president, saying, you know, he's doing well. He said, we should pray. Yes, we should pray. You know, that kind of a thing. Then Spanda came in and said, Mnangagwa is not a person to call for such prayers because he has got dirty hands.
Mm.
Because he needs forgiveness himself. If he wanted people to pray for his forgiveness, it was going to be better than him for him to say, let's pray all together and let's fast. He says, how can you fast when you don't have food?
Exactly. Thank you, David.
Yes.
Apo tangatiri kunzwa kubva kune zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vari kutaura ivo maonero avo pamusoro pezuva iri rakadedzerwa nemutungamiri wenyika ranga ririko nhasi ravanga vari kuti zuva rekunamata nekutsanyira nyika. Saka vazhinji vanga vari kutaura kuti pari zvino vanhu vari kufa nenzara. Saka kuti vawanikwe ivo vachinzi ngavatsanye nekunamata. Zvinogona kuti sei zvinogona kugozha saka ndo zvimwe zvanga zviri kutaurwa ipapapa uye zvive vamwewo vachiti vari kuwirirana nezviri kutaurwa izvi nekuti mwari vega ndo vangapedza denda irori recovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus Asi regaiti mbotari sa shanga jirupi itike iko kuno muguta re Washington DC munoziva kuti kwanga kuine mapisha pisha. Akawanda pamusoro pekuratidzira kwanga kuri kuitwa imo muno muguta re Washington DC. Saka regaiti one zvanga zviri kuitika panyaya iyoyi tichitarisawo kuti kumusha vamwewo vari kuchema chema vachitaurawo ivo kuti pane zvimwewo zviri kuitika ikoko nyanya panyaya yemadzimai matatu eMBC. Tichange tiri kutaura nezvavo tisatapedza programu yedu asi regai timboona zvanga zviri kuitika imo muno muWashington.
This Sunday, the June 14, 2020, the DMV Washington DC African diaspora protested to show support for Black Lives Matter. In the wake of racial profiling protests all over the country, in the police brutality to the people of color in the recent murdering of George Floyd by police in broad daylight in Minnesota, before and after him.
We cannot wait for change. We must demand it. I was born in Ghana and raised right here in the United States. My life has not been characterized by differences between Africans and African Americans, but by compassion and recognition of a shared Black identity and a rich history.
This gathering in the Malcolm X Park in the DC have brought both African and African American a breed to come together despite the cultural differences and value among Black people all spread.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kuona zvanga zviri kuitika imo muno muWashington DC. Apo takaona isu zvizvarwa zvemuAfrika vachibatana vachishora iwo kuurayiwa kwakaita murume womuno muAmerica George Floyd. Uye akaonekwa achiurayiwa nemapurisa uyezve akazowanikwa achivigwa musvondo rapfuura irori. Todzokera zvakare tichitarisa zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Tinoona kuti pane madzimai matatu eMDC atakaona isu taona nhasi achimiswa pamberi pedare uyezve vachinyimwa mukana wekuti vabhadhare ivo mari yechibatiso. Regai timboona zvakanga zvaitika kwavari zvakare nemusi wechishanu. Aiwa, apo tiri kuona muzvare Joana Mamombe vanova ivo mudare. Potanga tiri kutiona vari kukwira ivo mota yemapurisa kuti vaende kuchikurubhi asi tanzwa zvakare nhasi kuti vanyimwa mukana wekuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kubvunza vari pano vanyarikani vedu hatisati tapeta chirongwa chedu sezvo taakuda kusvika kumagumo echirongwa. Gibbs, I was just playing there a video. Actually, I started with the Black Lives Matter video of what was happening here in Washington yesterday, and then went to the trio from MDC Alliance that have been denied an opportunity to pay bail. So since we have Mr. Spanda here, I would like him to just comment, and then Mr. Chuma to also come in and comment on what they think about what's happening here in America and also what is happening at home with the MDC trio.
And we see that there is another person, a black person, that died in the hands of police in Atlanta, and that is Rayshard Brooks. You know, and people went, you know, they were so angry. They set on fire a certain restaurant in Atlanta, and up to now they are protesting, you know. So, and these other protests have been going on for 20 days and 20 nights, as we speak today. So, Dr. Spanda, we see all these protests around, and, you know, what's the significance of such protests for a Zimbabwe like you, you know, Dr. Spanda?
I think that it is important to see that some countries in the world and some societies still have the right and the ability to work for change. I mean, racism is endemic, racism is systematic, and racism is structural. And you see that both black and white Americans are able to come together to force the state to revisit its approaches, or the approaches that are endemic and intrinsic within society as with reference to racism and policing. It is important in our context because it tells Zimbabweans that if anything is going to be all right in this country, it is us who are going to make that difference. We have the responsibility and the duty to make sure that the corruption, the murders, the abuse of the law and the abuse of state power by the Mnangagwa regime and by ZANU-PF
is something that survives simply because Zimbabweans have not decided to take it out. Look, when Thomas Jefferson had finished writing some part of the American Constitution, he said that, look, we have written something beautiful. We've done a beautiful Constitution. But this Constitution will only be as beautiful as the American people can keep it. So the Americans continue to move an inch forward. You know, they had slavery. And they fought that on the streets through democratic processes. They moved on to segregation. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows, I have a dream. That was the dream that Dr. King had, a dream that black kids and white kids could go into the same school and sit next to each other. And of course they did. It wasn't easy, but they pushed on. And now we're at a stage where we are now dealing with the more pernicious aspects of racism. We're dealing with the people's hearts. We're trying to change the people's minds and mindset. You're socially engineering. And again, you see that Americans are coming out in full force, even against a president who sometimes is not very clear about or doesn't provide support to this movement. But the people of America are saying the American Constitution belongs to Americans, and the Americans will perfect it every other day, and that the Union will be more perfect every new year. And this is what we're saying here in Zimbabwe, that our country will be better. Our country will be more perfect. Our country will have no corruption. Our country will have nobody being killed. Our girls will not be raped by the state. Our girls will not be incarcerated for just demonstrating. And that is the beauty of progress. We're going to move that way. That's what President Chamisa is fighting for. This is what President
Chamisa
is going to bring to this country.
Thank you.
A chance for our people to define Zimbabwe.
Thank you. Let's have Chuma. Mr. Chuma.
Yes. You see, I think this thing is bringing us to a very hard painful realism that the white man will never, ever respect or like the black man. Like you rightly said, just after the George Floyd incident, we were now witnessing another incident in Atlanta, and it's the same modus operandi, a white policeman killing a black fellow. And so the vicious cycle goes on and on and on. I really don't know how this thing is ever going to be addressed. But we are definitely in a world where a white man who always think that they are more superior than the black man, and it's very unfortunate. And I just hope that the rest of the world is going to address this thing and see that no, we are a people, whether white or black, but we belong to the same species, and therefore we need to coexist in respect and in a dignified way, and that's how it is. But you see now, at the same time, we must then look at the aspect of the looting and the destroying of property that is now happening. That is the bad thing that should not happen. You see, the fact that these white people treat us like shit should not then bring us into it. I'm into a state of thuggery. We should not loot. We should not destroy property. Yes.
Vachuma, regai nibopindira ipapo. Ndichiti inini zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika ikokuno kuAmerica. Takaona madzimai eMDC Alliance vachiedzawo kuratidzira. Vachiti ivo vanga vari kuratidzira panyaya yenzara. Asi taona vakamiswa pamberi pedare. Nhasi vanyemwa mukana wokubhadhara mari yechibatiso panguva iyo nyika iri kunamata. Munozvitora sei imi seZANU-PF? Tozonzwa zvakare kuna vasibanda.
In our still trying marvelous to emphasize a point that I want you to get and understand. I whatever we do, whether we got grievances, we should not turn to violence. We should not demonstrate and hand down clothing. We should not demonstrate and loot shops. That is totally wrong. It makes one wrong plus one wrong. It will never be right. So the point, don't try and dismiss it. Don't try and underplay it as well. Let it be heard that I, Joseph Chuma, is saying that in whatever grievances that we have, if we want to demonstrate in a proper way, let us not destroy property. Let us not
destroy. What was destroyed?
I mean, lives.
What did Jonah Mumbe destroy?
No, I'm thinking of America now, my brother. In America, a whole restaurant was burned down.
Okay, Mr. Chuma, if I may just come in there, because time is not on our side. If you could comment on the current situation in Zimbabwe. America, I was a zinzwa. Uyezve tinobvumirana nemi nezvamuri kutaura. Kana muno umwe vari kutotaurawo kuti kana vanhu vachiratidzira ngavasapisa zvinhu nezvinhu zvakadaro. Asi panyaya iye zviri kuitika muMBC Alliance, taona nhasi madzimai matatu weMBC Alliance vachinyimwa mukana wokubhadhara mari yechibatiso. Panguva iyo mutungamiri wenyika vanga vari kutsanya nekunamata. Zviri kuenderana here izvi?
That then goes to show you marvelous. The diversity of things. We've got a judiciary there, we've got the executive there, and we've got the legislature there. So what happened was in the judiciary system, we as Zambia, or we as Zambia people should not be the ones to take or tell the court what to do or how to grant bail or how not to grant bail. That is a court issue that we as the mere people should just look and follow, as long as the courts are doing things according to the dictates of the law and the systems of the court, then I do not see anything wrong with anyone being denied bail or being granted bail. Whatever they did is definitely another issue, to talk about. We are actually under COVID, and we've got regulations that stipulate on whether people can demonstrate or not demonstrate. And there you are breaking that law, and then you want the sympathy, yet you're coming to the same court with baby hands. That's where the problem comes in now, my sister Marvin. So what I'm simply saying is that I cannot comment or interfere with a court process, because the judiciary is independent on its own. It follows its own rules and regulations. And us as politicians, we must also do our own thing in our political field here. But one thing I've always said that I do not condone raping. I do not condone a beating up of people. I don't condone any sort of violence to anyone who does anything. I've always said that let the law take its course. If somebody is deemed to have done something wrong, they must face the system properly without prejudice at all. So if those three ladies have an issue to answer, let them answer it properly in a dignified way, whereby their rights are observed and everything is observed. And I'm sure so far so good. Everything is being observed. What the courts are doing is up to the courts, not up to us.
Thank you so much. Dr. Spanda, Namafchan Gorabo. Watin. Namafchan, sir, we discussed this one.
Yeah, look, I think that it's very difficult to deal with people in a way that suggests that we've buried our heads in the sand. Kanti Baba Golide, abantu bezimbabwe bathibona. America kunokutshengisela kule COVID. Kodwa ukutshengisela kungamalungelo abantu aku constitution. Ngalokho kakuvalelwa ngama statutory instruments. EZimbabwe umuntu uyatshengisela esebenzisa ilungelo lakhe le constitution elingeke lithathwe ngumnankagwa nge statutory instrument. Wolobo senze ngani kuthiwa khona kufika uJesu watsendetha umthetho wokuthi ukuthi ezulwini lokungenwa njani. Bantu benkosi, yekelani ukwenza njalo.
Thank you very much, Dr. Spanda. Marvelous.
Yes, I think, you know, time is not on our side. Unfortunately, it's not like soccer where we have extra time. So we'd really like to take this opportunity to thank our guest, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda of the MBC Alliance and Gibbs.
And we wish to take this opportunity as well to thank Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. These two gentlemen have been great today, right, Marvelous?
Yes, and, definitely.
Let's tell people that we are actually not live streaming right now. This is a pre-recorded program. So I'm in Maryland.
And I'm in Washington, D.C., currently also broadcasting from home because of the COVID-19. Maybe let's just recap, Gibbs, with the numbers of the COVID-19 cases. In Zimbabwe, we have 383 positive people who tested positive. We have 54 recoveries and 4 deaths. How does it look like internationally?
It's roughly about 8 million people have now been infected. And out of these people, over 434,000 have actually died. And when you look at the USA, there are over 2 million people that have contracted COVID-19. And out of these, 115,000 have actually died. And you must note that there are some other people that are recovering.
Yeah.
Now there are over 3 million. Bye-bye. Siyabonga.
Bye-bye, everybody. Let's see you tomorrow on Let's Talk. Ngati Kurukure. Ine ndini Marvelous Nhlanganya Huye. Ndiri mu Washington.
And I'm Chief Stuart Merrill.